He can't get out of his own way. He just can't do it. For 20 years, many people have considered LeBron James to be the most dangerous player on the court when the basketball's in his hands. He was unstoppable, top five player in NBA history. Now, I'm not going to say that LeBron James had the ability to put fear in his opponents the way Michael Jordan did. Guys were legitimately afraid of Michael Jordan. Hell, his own teammates were afraid of him. No one's ever been afraid of LeBron James, but his greatness did command a level of respect. LeBron is no longer the most dangerous player in the NBA. He's not there yet, but after watching that Pelicans game last night and what he did to one of the best defenses in the league, Zion Williamson is well on his way to taking LeBron's throne. He is no longer the most dangerous player on the court, but off the court, with a microphone in his hand, LeBron James, most dangerous player in the NBA, and it's not in a good way. Every time he opens his mouth, he digs the NBA grave a bit deeper. LeBron is a surgeon with the woke shovel. My dad owns his own business. He installs sprinkler systems. My dad loves a shovel. He likes shovels so much, I bought him an expensive shovel for Father's Day. I have never seen him happier. Best gift he's ever been given. I have always thought no one could work a shovel better than my dad, but he's got a legitimate rival in LeBron James. This dude has a unique ability. He's better than anyone else in the NBA at turning off the audience. Last week, we talked about that disgusting hit piece by the Washington Post where they tried to tarnish the reputation of Jerry Jones. They released a picture from 65 years ago of a 14, maybe 15-year-old Jerry Jones standing at the back of a crowd, curiously watching as a handful of black students were being blocked from entering an Arkansas high school. The Washington Post, they published this story last Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. Now, typically, that is a death slot for breaking news. Anytime the government wants to release information that they don't want to bring a lot of attention to, what they'll do, they'll release the story the day before a long holiday weekend. Most people are busy traveling, spending time with friends and family, or in my case, playing golf. We're not plugged into the news like we are during your average Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning. Now, even though the Washington Post released this story the day before Thanksgiving, it rapidly spread across the country. Every major media outlet picked up the story. This old-ass picture of Jerry Jones, it was such breaking news. It was scrolling across the news ticker on ESPN. It was trending on Twitter. It remained in the news cycle all the way through the weekend. Now, perhaps LeBron James was feeling a bit jealous. Outside of the ridiculous false accusations against Kyrie Irving being anti-Semitic, we've barely heard shit about the NBA this season. I watch a lot of NBA basketball. I watch every Pelicans game. I analyze the mainstream media every day. Even I've barely heard anything about LeBron James in the NBA this season. Like I say all the time, the only time this league makes headlines is when bullshit happens off the court. Maybe Bron was feeling jealous that this evil white plantation owner makes national news for 4 or 5 days off some picture from 7 decades ago. How come no one's paying attention to me? My Lakers are playing WNBA level basketball and no one seems to care. I can't even get the media to criticize me anymore. I'm the queen, damn it. I deserve more attention. Perhaps LeBron James was triggered when he saw this picture of Jerry Jones. I'm sure it reminded him of the traumatic time a white cop asked for his autograph. Those situations, they can be very tense for a professional victim like LeBron James. Those ink pens can be scary. When the cop pulls out that pen, LeBron, he doesn't know if he's going to hand it over so he can sign the autograph or suddenly go into a fit of racism rage and poke him with it. Whatever the case may be, last night, LeBron James let all of us know he was real, real mad. Ooh, I'm so mad at my media. Now, what brought on this rage? Was it roid rage? Did LeBron and his band of media shitfucks play a nice tune of the butt bongo and forget the preparation H? No, that wasn't it. Bron was mad because his fellow oak tree worshippers in the media failed to properly ask him about Jerry Jones. Yeah. Let me just show you this clip. Then we'll go from there. LeBron James literally took over his post-game press conference last night. Took it over. The Lakers pulled off a rare victory against the Blazers, but Bron was not in a celebratory mood. He was overly emotional, kind of like his beta male friend Ryan Clark. Watch it for yourself.
I was wondering why I haven't gotten a question from you guys about the Jerry Jones photo. But when the Kyrie thing was going on, you guys were quick to ask us questions about that.
Okay.
Hold on. And I don't even want you guys to say nothing. When I watched Kyrie talk and he says, I know who I am, but I want to keep the same energy when we're talking about my people and the things that we've been through. And that Jerry Jones photo is one of those moments that our people, black people, have been through in America. And I feel like as a black man, as a black athlete, as someone with power and a platform, when we do something wrong or something that people don't agree with, it's on every single tabloid, every single news coverage, it's on the bottom ticker, it's asked about every single day. But it seems like to me that the whole Jerry Jones situation photo, and I know it was years and years ago and we all make mistakes, I get it, but it seemed like it's just been buried under, like, oh, it happened, okay, we just move on. And I was just kind of disappointed that I haven't received that question from you guys.
Could you be any more condescending? I'm not in the business of defending the mainstream media. The media is filled with Donnie Lemons and whoopee cushions, but the condescension and complete lack of respect, I don't want you to say nothing. Don't you see the queen is preaching? The only word I want to hear from my congregation is amen. LeBron James is complaining because the media was relentless with Kyrie Irving but never asked him about Jerry Jones. Now, we defended Kyrie Irving here on the channel. If I remember correctly, we were one of very few who came to his defense when everyone else was pretending he was participating in the dangerous art form of hate speech. But let's think about this logically for a second. Why would the media ask LeBron about Kyrie and not ask him about Jerry Jones? Could it be that Kyrie is an active player in the NBA? Could it be that Kyrie is a former teammate of LeBron James? Bron is forever linked to Kyrie Irving. They won a championship together. LeBron has absolutely no association with Jerry Jones. So why in the fuck would the media think to ask for his useless, uninformed opinion on a picture that was taken almost 30 years before LeBron James was born? He then claims that this picture of Jerry Jones is a reminder of what his people went through in America. And LeBron wonders why we don't keep the same energy we had with Kyrie Irving with Jerry Jones. Look, no one's arguing the fact that what happened in Arkansas in 1957 was wrong. We all get it. But let me ask you this. Which one of LeBron's people were subjected to this same treatment? Which one of LeBron's people were blocked from entering school? If I had to guess, none. LeBron's my age. I live in the South. Not one time during my school years do I remember black kids being blocked from entering the school. Not once. Now, this is that collective mentality that I'm talking about. This mentality that people like LeBron James and the mainstream media have created for black people, where what happens to one happens to all. Everyone is supposed to think alike, share the same beliefs. They completely take away individual thought. Anytime a black man like Stephen A. Smith steps out of line and defends someone like Jerry Jones, they throw racial slurs at him. But LeBron, he saved his best bullshit for last. I gotta admit, that was some really good bullshit. He claimed anytime a black athlete or public figure does something wrong, it's nationwide news. It's all in the tabloids, all in the newspapers, all over ESPN. But when a photo surfaces from 65 years ago, of an evil white man standing at the back of a crowd with black kids not being allowed to enter school, the media buries the story, sweeps it under the rug. Did LeBron James not have access to a television last week or his cell phone? I know they grill premium woke wiener for Thanksgiving. Was he too busy stuffing his face to realize Jerry Jones stayed in the news for 5 days? LeBron actually has it backwards here. How many times has LeBron James did or said something that the majority of people don't agree with and the media completely buried the story? Remember a couple of years ago when he threatened a cop on Twitter? The woke media pretended it didn't happen. Back in 2017, LeBron James claimed someone spray painted a racial slur on the gates of his Los Angeles mansion. The cops arrived at the scene. Nothing was there. LeBron claimed, "Oh, my bad. We already painted over it." The media talked about that hoax for about an hour, then moved on. What about the time LeBron claimed that he was afraid to walk out of his house because a white cop might see him, be triggered into a fit of mythical racism rage, and shoot him for no reason? The media didn't call him on his bullshit. They actually sympathized with him. What about the murder that happened at his high school? LeBron built a high school in Akron, Ohio. There was a shooting at the school. One of the kids tragically died. Did you even know about it? I haven't even mentioned China yet. Outside of the shitfucks in the media, I have yet to see one normal person who is comfortable with LeBron James and the NBA's relationship with China, both the business relationship and the bongo relationship. How come LeBron's not upset that the media doesn't ask him about China? Earlier this week, I saw where people in China are protesting against the government. Hell, I imagine they are protesting. They've been locked down for 2 years. They're sick of the oppression. According to multiple media outlets, the people of China are protesting against slavery. They are chanting in the streets, "We want to be citizens, not slaves." Now, correct me if I'm wrong. LeBron James committed to fighting mythical racism, right? He's committed himself to fighting the mythical oppression in this country, right? So how come the media is not asking him about the real oppression, the real protest going on in China? Better yet, how come LeBron James is not upset with the media for not asking him about it? Jerry Jones, he doesn't have shit to do with LeBron James, but China does. Outside of the United States, China, NBA's largest market. Now, this is just speculation on my part. I think there are two reasons LeBron James did this. Number one, he craves attention. The Lakers suck this year. They're not selling out home games. Bron's not receiving the attention he's used to receiving. He knew this clip would generate headlines and cure his withdrawals. But number two, I think LeBron James still has a woke boner for Jerry Jones because he outright banned his players from kneeling for the national anthem back in 2016. This dude is the ultimate divider. He's no different than Joy Reid and Jemele Hill. He constantly uses his platform to divide people on race. I guarantee you, when LeBron James retires from the NBA, he's going to become a full-time political activist. I think he's being groomed behind the scenes to make it happen. This dude is 100% driven by his agenda and has completely ruined his NBA legacy. You know why Michael Jordan is still one of the most popular players in the NBA 20-something years after he retired? Michael Jordan united people. He gave people lasting memories. If someone mentions Michael Jordan Game 6, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Someone mentions the flu game, you know exactly what I'm talking about. 10 years from now, most memories of LeBron James will be negative. When you think of LeBron, most of the memories happened off the court, the decision, the political activism, kneeling for the national anthem, social media. One hell of a legacy. But give me your thoughts. LeBron James lectures the media for not asking him about Jerry Jones. Do you think he's really upset, or did he only do this for attention? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.